This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talk about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed.
Good morning, Gloucester. I did not expect that to happen. Good morning, Gloucester.
What did you expect to happen?
Unleashed. I don't know. What did you do?
I thought that it was...
I thought that it wasn't shaken up, but apparently it kind of was. And everyone out there can hear that it kind of went everywhere. Right? And that's how we are going to start our year 2018 recap. Actually,
this is a shit show.
This podcast started exactly how our 2018 went. So I think it's very appropriate.
It's very appropriate.
That it really started off this way.
Super appropriate. I feel like 2018 started great.
I feel like
towards the middle of the year, that's where we took a turn.
Well, the second half of the year was definitely challenging.
Oh, for sure. Hey, it's B-Side and Alicia. Welcome to Alicia Unleashed, episode 88. We did it! Fuck your face, homie cast. We're still on episode 88. That's right.
Why did they think they were going to even get close to us?
They're on episode 24. So good!
What? I think it's cute that they think they're actually going to get even close to 88.
It's adorable.
Because they actually took them how many years, to get to 24?
3 years.
Yeah. No shade, though. There's no shade over here.
A little shade.
No shade. I just got my work notebook all done, so I can't really take that to
work
anymore.
Have like 4 pages left.
I know. I'm going to have to... But I saved yours, though.
Fine. That's okay. Those are past notes. It's fine. I got a new notebook for 2019. Don't worry.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, let's try this again. Welcome to Alicia Unleashed. 88. So, but first, let's talk jewelry.
Lava? Yeah, let's talk jewelry. Let's clear the air about your jewelry. Or about jewelry. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So... On Christmas morning, I received a rose gold diamond ring in my stocking, and it's very interesting because I did put on my Facebook my Together Forever ring. I didn't technically...
Cheers.
I didn't really technically ever say I was engaged. The only people I had to explain... Yes, that it was an engagement was to my kids, because it's really weird because society puts labels and whatever. And I think that getting in your second half of your life, when I was already with somebody for 17 years, had kids, was married and divorced, and now my kids are in high school and college. I don't feel like I need to go down the, for government purposes, really, to be honest with you. For government purposes, I don't need the piece of paper, for them to take all my money. They already do that with me being single, so never mind if I was married. So we are, in my eyes and in Peter's eyes, we're already past engagement. If we would say we were married without a piece of paper, but that's what... You know, that's where society puts you. So I did look up the definition of being engaged. Oops, sorry, guys. Did look up that definition, and it does say, like, being committed, you know, to somebody and whatnot. So anyway, so it was really funny when we were at the GMG party, and everyone's like, you know, congrats and everything.
Oh, my God, congratulations. Where's your ring?
Yeah, it's being sized.
Let me say, Bridget got some feelings about that, too.
Why?
Because it was just really funny because you sent me the photo, and then I saw the photo on Facebook, and in like 180 comments later, everyone's like, "Oh my God, congratulations! Oh my God, it's
Oh, you're the only one that noticed that it wasn't, that it didn't fit.
No, no. There's a few people that messaged me and was like, is that on her first knuckle? I'm like, sure it is. It sure is. Also, and they're like, oh, so she's engaged. I'm like, let's just clarify. Alicia is not engaged. She is getting married in 11 years. because for tax purposes and for her children's financial aid and Peter's children's financial aid, she's not getting married for 11 years. And people are like, but she hasn't said that. I'm like, she don't need to say that because it's Alicia. I'm like, don't worry. It's an Alicia Unleashed exclusive, and we'll talk about that on episode 88. So going into the GMG party, I was waiting because I know that Joey was going to do a podcast, and I was waiting for it because on the Homie Cast, they had brought it up. It was the first thing they talked about,
right,
by the way.
Right.
And I was like, we gonna clarify this. Straight up, first thing we gonna talk about.
Yeah.
So the minute we get on this episode.
Yeah. So for those that, you know, that will say, I mean, you know, I guess, if society says that if you have, you know, quote unquote, be engaged before you are married, and if that's what, how people want to classify it, then that's, you know.
I don't think you need to be engaged. Like, you could just run down to the courthouse and get married, but I will say... I will say this. If you're going to post a photo on social media, first of all, the ring was like, I told you.
But I wanted to take a picture and it didn't fit, and I didn't want to take a picture of a ring in a box. That's also stupid.
But you should also have just waited. Just wait.
I'm not getting that shit back until the middle of January.
Just wait then. Just wait. Because I told
you. But I love that ring.
I understand that. But like, could have waited, because also it's like, oh, you got engaged on Christmas. Oh my God. And then it's like, Peter, it's Alicia. How long has she been talking about this ring? You didn't know how to get her sized? You didn't take her to the jewelry shop beforehand? Mm-mm. I'm like, come on, man.
I haven't had my ring sized in 17 years.
Like, no shade, buddy. But, like, you've been going to the mall, bro. Like, take her. Put a fucking measuring tape on her drunk ass when she passed out. Fucking size that goddamn thing. The night that she was fucking Veronica, which we'll get to, because we gonna talk about Veronica, by the way. Fucking put her fucking measuring little piece of paper around her finger and get that goddamn thing sized. Like, seriously, bro? Like,
no.
And I talked about it, and he was adorable. But, like, the thing was, I didn't comment on it because I knew better, because everyone's like, oh my God, you're engaged. When's the wedding? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch.
You know who caught also? Hannah caught on. She's like, you didn't actually say you're engaged. Am I correct?
Right. Exactly. Because it's
but she
together.
Got it.
Firm.
Yeah. She got it.
Because we in the know, we get it.
Yeah.
We get it. We also have been listening to you talk about it. I just want the ring.
Yeah.
I don't want to get married because I don't want to fuck up my kids' financial aid.
Yep.
I just want the ring.
Yep.
We listen. We smart people. We get it.
So that's that. I'll be getting that in the mid-January sometime. I haven't had my ring size in like forever and ever, so I'm glad that he didn't try to guess or didn't do anything, because I, you know. But yeah.
I think he just got the sample. Just like, that one.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're coming with a generic size there, which was a 6.75, by the way. I thought at least it would have been a 7.5. Wouldn't that be more like...
I don't know anything about ring sizes.
Yeah, I know
so
nothing
I
about jewelry,
fucking,
so
I'm
just thinking
nothing.
Maybe. So.
I got nothing.
So the last... So we always talk about celebrity deaths, and we don't want to ever forget. So the last celebrity death that happened in between...
Of significance, we'll say. Of significance. Because there's been some that, you know, we're like, okay.
So Penny Marshall.
Yeah.
How did she die?
Great question.
She was only 75.
Yeah. I mean, old age.
Not old age. 75 is not old, you weirdo.
I mean, some people, I don't know, like...
Not old age.
Let's...
Maybe it was a heart... Maybe she was sick. Maybe she had a heart attack. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there...
But that was a sad one, because she didn't, you know, look, you know, old. She was
she had
working.
Diabetes.
Oh, okay.
So
That'll kill you.
Yeah. I mean, she had diabetes, but, like, you know, she... You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of women, you know, thought, like, you know, posted a lot of The League of Their Own, because that was, like, the first, like, directed, you know, female-enforced direction and whatnot. But, like, I also thought she was hysterical, and, you know, with Laverne and Shirley and all that stuff,
right.
too.
Well, she's an icon. She did a lot more behind the scenes than she did in.
Absolutely.
So we had a great event this past weekend. We had the GMG party. This year was considered the first barbecue, which was out of this world.
Like, absolutely.
Just fucking stupid. Like, if you really didn't think, if you, you know, for those, you know, friends of the blog and for everybody, if you didn't come, you definitely missed out because it was ridiculous. With those, he had the two roasts.
And then he had the three rack of ribs.
Yep. And then they had the lobster fra diablo. Then I brought a couple of sides.
And a lot of queso dip.
Yep.
Like, and queso dip.
Yep. That's very
bomb.
Famous queso dip, which I asked her one time what was in it, and she like rattled off like 25 things. I'm like, yeah, I'm just like, there's a lot that goes into that goddamn dip.
Yep.
We got to, you know, a lot of the, you know, regulars were there, but we got to meet someone new. So we got to meet Aurelia
Nelson
from
104.9, yeah, North Shore Music radio station.
Yep.
Come to find out, you told me she is a secret listener. Yep,
she listens. Which I think is hilarious. So she, Joey had introduced us, and she had said, "Oh, you're Alicia." And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "I listen." And I was like, "What?"
So crazy. Hi, Aurelia.
And we started talking about John Jerome, obviously, because he is just amazing.
Oh, that boy. That man.
We need to see John getting more gigs. But he is this Thursday.
He's headed out to Newburyport Brewing Company.
Yep, 5 to 8, so it's an earlier show.
Yep.
And I believe it's not 21 plus because I'll be going with, and Peter will be going with the kids.
Yes.
But you know what? I couldn't find him. Do they have food there?
I'm not entirely sure because the last time I went was during their anniversary and their reggae fest. And it was outside, so it was very child friendly. A lot of the breweries in Newburyport are child friendly.
But if there's no menu, I can have dinner there.
I think you can also bring food in. Like that.
Well, that's not what I want to do.
I know you don't. But
so if they don't have, I try to look, I looked on their site for food or menu, and there's nothing there.
If anything, it's going to be like bar bites, if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, it might not be going, because
message them on Facebook. I'm pretty sure today they probably won't be answering. They very much could be, because a lot of breweries are open today until like 5.
Yeah.
I know Riverwalk is open until 5 today. But
why only until 5? Just because they don't do the festivities?
They don't want to pay their staff during a holiday and stuff like that. And also they want to just go home.
Yeah.
It's kind of considered a holiday-esque type of thing. And also closed tomorrow because it's New Year's Day.
Right.
That kind of thing. I know our cornhole is affected tomorrow, so we're not playing tomorrow.
Right.
So there's that. So I don't know exactly how their other breweries are working or whatnot. So
right.
I don't know about that. But you can definitely message them. I'm sure their social media manager probably will still be on response and whatnot like that.
Yeah. So. Well, definitely keep following him on Facebook. He's at John Jerome Music on Facebook. Does he have an Instagram?
He does have an Instagram. It's John Jerome Music on Instagram as well. Okay.
So you can really kind of follow him and see where he's going to be, because usually he's not in Gloucester in the winter months.
No, he had his last performance on 12/15 at the Rum Line, which was kind of a very eventful event for us, as Alicia Unleashed.
Yeah.
I still have a bruise from that night. It's just finally clearing up on my inner thigh, but that's beside the point. we had some shenanigans that night. So he said that was going to be his last performance on the island for a while. He was going to be off the island. So he's performing in Newburyport.
And we'll just watch out to see where he's going to be.
Yeah, you just got to keep close tabs and we'll do our best to help promote him. Sometimes he's kind of like Beyonce where he just drops like, hey, I'm going to be in this spot. And
right.
It's like 30 minutes before he's going to be in this spot. So we're going to work on him. We're also going to aim to get him back on the podcast this year.
Yes, oh, absolutely. That's a must.
He also did say, and it could have been, like, after a few, like, Grey Gooses, that he was going to do a theme song for us. So.
Yes, he does. That's what he needs to do in his winter break. So,
we'll work on that. Listen, you know how long it took me to get him to get Whitney on? So, you know, there's that.
He did say he would do some, you know, would do that for us. So that will be in our goals for 2019. So, speaking of goals, I know... We've done this recap. Is this now 3 years? Is this now our third or fourth recap?
This is our, like, I think this is our fourth recap.
Okay, so this is our fourth recap, and every New Year's, recap, we will talk about what we try to manifest for our upcoming year. So we always talk
about... With the podcast, yes.
Right. So in shortly, we're going to talk about where we feel, like what we think we want to happen in 2019. So let's talk about what we said about 2018. Funny. I mean, I don't know. So we did get Alicia Luhu.
What's really funny is you were like, Alicia Luhu, we need to get Alicia Luhu on here. Come to find out, we did get Alicia Luhu on here.
And but her name is Alicia. It's Alicia.
It's Alicia. And we got her on here twice.
We did.
We got her on here twice, before and after Iceland.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was only towed once.
Yes.
Yes, the first time she was on, she was towed from my street.
yes.
Oh, this was another one we didn't do. Spirit Animal Cast.
Yeah, we didn't get that done.
Can we put that on for 2019?
We can manifest that for 2019. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? I think that would be a really good one to do.
Let's work on that.
All right. Let's work on that one.
All right.
This one, you or I have no idea what I was talking about.
I have no clue.
If it comes to me, I will talk about it, but I wanted to do a Valentine's Day initiative.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Apparently, that's all I said because I wanted it to be a surprise, and then I forgot. And I still have no idea what
you were in the middle of talking about it, and then you squirreled in that podcast.
Like I always do.
And then I don't know what exactly was happening, and I kind of was okay with it because at the time, but you know, who knows what you were going to bring about for Valentine's Day.
Zero clue. So
cool.
I can't even, I had no idea I even said that until you wrote it down. So apparently I have no clue. Oh, we say this almost every year.
Mm.
We didn't get to number 100.
You said this last year. You're like, I want to get to 100. And I was like, we can do this. And then...
How many did we do?
We're on episode 88. Do you not remember the introduction we just had?
I know. How many did we do this year?
Oh.
What was episode last year?
Oh, like math is hard right now.
All right. Well, we'll work on that.
Yeah. We didn't make it.
Yeah, we did. Obviously. we obviously didn't make it. So, we only have... So, we actually only have... After this, 11 more before we hit 100.
Yes.
So there's absolutely no reason that shouldn't happen. Have to be scheduled.
Life kind of got us a little trippy. Kinda.
There was a lot of trippy.
There was a lot of things that... So we were... motherfucker. yeah. Life kind of got in our way.
So, we'll get there. So, this year, 11 more after this, 100. And then we'll have to talk about our most memorable guest. That's who will come on for our 100.
Okay.
Most memorable guest will come on for 100. And we'll have to... And it's going to be a loud one. That's all I got to say.
Super loud.
Obviously, it's going to be loud.
So, we did episode 72. So...
Oh, that's... So, we only did... We're both like, we did 11.
Yeah.
No, 72.
Jesus Christ. We only did 16. We only did 16 episodes this year.
Okay. Well, that's more than one a month.
Yeah.
When you really average it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was a few like bonus episodes in there and stuff like that too. Okay. So yes. Yes.
And we try to put out there who we wanted to have on for guests for 2018 and... It's really funny. The people we wanted to be on, we didn't. And then we ended up having lots of new people, though, that we didn't even know.
But there were people that we had been hounding the year before that were like, we want you on the podcast.
Yeah. Who's Jessica, the 911 dispatcher?
She is my friend out of San Jose.
Yeah, she's the 911 dispatcher. Okay, yes. So we still need to get her. That's going to be good.
I'll work on that.
Dom and Annalise.
We did get Dom and Annalise. And funny enough, so when we get to the analytics, they actually come up on our analytics for our top guests or clicks or whatever.
For our Facebook page.
For our Facebook page.
That's funny.
Yes.
That's awesome. So we have to come up with goal guests for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica's one of them.
Yes.
I
still think we need to get Desmond and or Aurora or both. My goal this year is to coincide with Joey from Good Morning Gloucester for the Bluefin Blowout, if possible, to get the Ipswich Bay Cornhole League guys to either come on before or during the Bluefin Blowout during their cornhole tournament, if they're doing it this year.
Okay.
Because everyone I talk about when I talk about the Cornhole League is like, oh, were you part of it during the Bluefin Blowout? And I was like, no, I came in afterwards. But I think that these guys are gearing up for that again this year.
Okay.
So if I can help them draw more people in, I really want to get them on board as well.
Right.
And talk about it, even during it as well. Even getting some of the guys, some of the big guys to talk about it. Because I do find it fascinating. It's a little nerdy. I do agree with that. Yes. Even Craig was like, oh my God, you're so ridiculous. I love you. But he's like...
Speaking of Craig.
Yes. Whoa, we need to get Craig.
We need to get Craig on. We need to shout out to
BBQ
his...
BBQ it.
Yep. We need to get shout out to his new adventure that's happening. And we will post his Facebook page, which I think everything comes from YouTube from him.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll post. So it's BBQ it. And it's all about Craig at, you know, on... all his ridiculous smokers and grills and tips and tricks. And I think Peter's his biggest fan.
Yep.
Peter watches every single episode. He learns so much.
I don't blame him.
He loves watching it. So
the only problem is he posts during lunchtime or like right before my lunch. And I'm like, what are you doing to me? Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? I think he posted on purpose at like 11:15 in the morning. So I'm like, why are you doing this?
So hopefully he'll be picked up. I mean, that'd be great. And there's no reason why he shouldn't be picked up by somebody, you know, have his own show. So
that was
something in 2018 that he started, and it's absolutely amazing. We will post that. And that means we need to get him on the podcast for this year. I would love to see Pierre Av, the band Pierre Av, come in this year.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me, my friends at Call of Booty wanted to have us come out. And
who's that?
They are a 90s cover band.
Get out.
Yeah, they do 90s hip hop.
Get out.
They play at the Middle East in Cambridge.
Really?
And they do shows. And one, my friend Vanessa, she's also a DJ, and she does 90s. She's particular into 90s jams.
Right.
She said that anytime we wanted to come out and see them practice and wanted to do an interview, we are more than welcome to.
Let's do it.
Yeah, they live in Burlington and stuff
Perfect.
Like that, so right. we can go do that.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm going to put this as our show notes so that we manifest this.
Okay.
Because we like to manifest. So, we're not going to yoga tonight, so we're going to...
No, we're going to manifest this.
We're going to manifest this. And this way, I can also look at this next year and be like, ah, shit, we didn't do this. Fine.
No, we need to. We need to.
Okay.
Any other guests that we... Any guests who want to come back? Like, well, we know John Jerome's going to be coming back.
We know John Jerome's going to come back.
Spirit Animals, that might...
I got them on the list.
That might be, you know, there might be people in there that have already come on.
Yeah.
I would love to see Christina come back.
Yeah. Oh, because she's... You know, she's going to be having a baby.
I know. So we can talk about that. Yeah, so that's going to be exciting. I would love to see her come back. And then also...
You know what? I already have us lined up for the Fiesta cast.
I'm scared.
Are you ready?
No, I'm scared.
Are you ready?
What?
I got the hat ladies coming.
Oh, yeah.
I got the hat sisters.
I lined that up. Clayton.
Yes. I got Amy and Robin. Wow. I got Amy and Robin coming on.
Yep, that's going to be a loud and fun one.
It's going to be
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we did Sammo with them?
Oh, my God.
And Sam, how loud that one would be.
Oh, man.
You know what I would like this year?
What would you like this year?
Let's manifest this. I would like headphones. Does that, like, or a different microphone where we actually sound like we don't have, like, the background noise?
So that's a little tricky, but I can
work. You did look into that at one point.
I did.
Right?
I did work with my tech guru about that. We are in an open space because we are recording for, I think,
this place isn't so bad as the other one. The other one.
I think for the second time. For the second time, we are recording in Petitia's home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could do headphones. The only thing is that when we have more than one other guest, it becomes a little tricky.
I
would have to do like a soundboard and stuff like that. It's, you know, it becomes a little trickier and a little more advanced, which we could do. But I think we would have to be continuing, like, recording. Actually, the guys from Winter Circle is starting their own podcast, and they just got a new blue mic that takes out some of the sound.
Wow, really?
It's the same kind of it's the same company as this. I can look into that microphone. I can listen to how their sound is when they record with tournaments going on behind them and see how
that would be a good one.
See how their audio works.
Yeah.
And if that's something that we want to invest in, we can look into that versus what we have going for us right now.
Right. Okay.
That would work. Okay. So right now, when it's just you and I and other, like, one other person, it kind of works. When we, I mean, Your pups are behaving very well for us today.
Thank God.
I don't know what Xanax you gave them, but thankful for that.
Okay.
So we're doing that. I spoke too soon.
You put that out there.
I did.
You did. You put that out there.
I mean, can I manifest something fucking positive? God damn.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know.
So 2018 was a lot of changes. I think that we didn't talk about a lot of the changes. I mean, we did say when we went on the podcast with the maternity. What was her name?
Jessica.
Well, you know, it threw me off because it said Jessica here. No, but I'm like, okay.
No. When we did with the NICU nurse.
Yes, the NICU nurse. We did say we're going on hiatus, and that was because I was moving.
And we didn't address, we didn't actually address that. We fully just said we're going on hiatus, and that's
right,
it.
Right.
And we didn't even address it at Thanksgiving either. We just were like, hey, we're back.
Right,
and that was it.
Yeah, so I really, you know, schedules get crazy and things get hectic. You know, I went back to school this past semester. I took 4 classes. My work also took a lot of my time. I have a lot of newness at my work this year. My mother is battling breast cancer. So that took, that's still going to continue.
Which is something you never addressed on the podcast or in social media.
Or in real life.
Yes. Yeah. You never, you only addressed it with people that are in your inner circle.
Right, right. I feel like we're so far into it now. I mean, she was diagnosed in August. Her surgery, whatever we decide, is not even going to be until late January. So it is. It's a very long process. That was all in just the second half of the year. And it's really funny, after we said we're going on hiatus, that's when all hell broke loose. So I think now, you know, I think if we're, one of my personal 2019 goals is to, you know, I've got to be more organized. I have to be more focused professionally. And I have a lot going on, you know, obviously with my mom, but, you know, wanting to, like, concerts or, you know, we're going to go to Burlington, Vermont, right? So
yes, yeah. We are.
So, you know, stuff like that. So I have to be very, I think I have to be, I'm still going to school. I'm still taking this semester, coming up 3 classes. So I need to learn to be more scheduled. So I'm able to fit in these 12 podcasts so we can hit 100 and keep going in the direction that we've been going. Because obviously, you know, if you, you obviously know, if you listen to episode 1 of Alicia Unleashed compared to right now today, it's night and day. It's not even
Completely. But you, you know, the thing is, that's the part with podcasts. If you follow a podcast from the beginning towards the very end, you clearly hear format changes. You hear how, you know, feedback is received and whatnot. And,
right.
You know, I think even from episode 1 into episode 5, when I came on board, you can hear, obviously, changes. And when I became more of a
the
staple,
producer.
More of a staple in your thing, obviously, your format changed, which, you know, people have said before and whatnot.
Right.
And the content also changed. We went from just bitching about like X, Y, and Z and this, that, and whatnot,
right.
And like donut gyms being shitty and blah, 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 or the person at the window just being an asshole, like to like getting to know people in different aspects of people's lives and stuff like that. So
right.
Like, you know, I helped kind of take you in a different direction,
right.
I think.
Well, you listen to podcasts, and
I do.
That's one thing that you do, And
yeah.
So you know,
but I'm
more
also,
of what's trending, how are people putting their podcast together, how are they doing their show notes.
But I'm also a very curious person. And also, the thing is, like, it's one thing to bring someone on board from the island and do an interview or like ask them questions about their job. It's another thing to ask them questions that no one's possibly asked them before.
Right, right.
Like certain things like having a NICU nurse on.
Right.
It's like no one really talks to them about what they take home at the end of the day and stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
You know, or same thing with like, you know, our Zumba instructor, Erin,
amazing.
You know, like
amazing.
what it takes to go through all of that. You know,
and then when we found out what she actually like, all the shit that she did when we had her on here, and I'm like, what you do? What
exactly
you do all that? Did
exactly.
Not know that.
That's the thing. It's like you if unless you just go into class, you just see her for that 1 hour, and that's it. Like you wouldn't
right.
know
you
what
no
other
idea.
Hustles she's got going on.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. And once again, they were rewarded best wedding hair and makeup again for 2018
wow.
from The Knot.
Awesome.
Or from North Shore Magazine. So
wow.
you think about it.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. So it's all these little things, and it's also people that are our age or younger.
Right.
You know, that's another thing that's fascinating about some of these people is like they're our age
right.
accomplishing these things.
Yeah.
You know? And you never know what someone's going to say, what their message might go out to someone else that might need to hear that.
Right, right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I know that listening to last year's episode kind of was
last year's year end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brutal.
I know you're really good like that. You actually listen. You actually like
yes,
do the homework and you actually listen.
Coming into this year's episode, coming into this week's episode, yes. I mean, I've been going through some shit and I still listened to last year's episode and I was like, oh Christ. You know, last year I was going into it like going into 2018, like,
yeah,
I got this and I got this. And I was like, and my birthday's coming up and blah, 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 blah. And
yeah.
I got a man and I got a therapist now.
That's good. Everyone should have one. I always say you should always have a therapist. Even healthy people go to therapy.
In 2018, I struggled with some mental health issues. It's still a struggle today.
But that's why you have a therapist.
Yep.
And that's why you... That's And you have the best therapist around.
I sure do. I sure...
Listen. If she can fix me, hell, she's fucking, she's awesome. No, she is amazing. She is amazing.
So there's that.
So what positive you did, what positive 2018 moments did you have?
Out of positive months, I will say between August and October were positive. There's that. There's some points of the year that were more positive than others. It's kind of tough when you're in a dark place.
Yeah. But it's all about, like I said, the first step is going to therapy and talking it through, but it's also how you deal with those situations. So you deal with them in a positive light. You need to give out positive to get positive.
Yeah. Well, it's a little tough for me.
Yeah. But that's why you're taking the appropriate steps. So
that is true.
You know, 2019, you have a lot to look forward to. No year is ever going to be perfect. There's year you're ever not going to have negative shit happen. But it's going to be
I'm not looking for positivity. Like, are we perfection or anything? I'm just looking for, like, not to have a shit show. Which,
well, shit shows are always going to happen.
I mean, like, I just would, I don't want need to end the year or start the year with this much stress and anxiety where I'm like, am I having a heart attack? Like, am I about to have a heart attack? Because I'm about to go into this year like, am I having a coronary? Like, I'm not sure. I became a homeowner this year. And as I say that, I forgot I need to call the home inspector. fucking adulting. Merry Christmas to me. I had to pay for home insurance. There's that. I have some things coming up in 2019 that I'm looking forward to. You gave me for Christmas an experience versus something materialistic. Mm-hmm. You're giving me the experience of finally me going to fucking Vermont, because I've had several men that are like, oh, I'll take you to Vermont, and then they've never been around, so go fuck your faces. So you're taking me to Vermont.
Yeah, we're going to Burlington, Vermont. Not just anywhere in Vermont.
So you're taking me to Vermont right after I come back from New Orleans. Which is
a place I've always wanted to go.
Which is also on my bucket list.
That's awesome.
So on top of that,
I think it's really funny that you had Burlington, Vermont, and New Orleans on your bucket list.
A week apart. I'm literally coming back from New Orleans and then going to Vermont.
That's so funny.
And then I am heading out to California for a friend's wedding. Right after that, my friend Lee's daughter's getting married.
A
week right after that.
Wow.
And then I head back out to California in October for a prison release party.
You're going to California twice this year?
Yes, I am.
Holy shit.
I got a prison release party to go to.
I actually would love to go to that and meet him. Like, I've heard so much about you.
Yeah. So then I go back to California in May for his wedding the next year.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So
yeah, we have to be very scheduled this year between your traveling and my traveling.
Yes.
So I'm going to Vegas.
Well, we have a Google Calendar that you never look at. So
no, I actually have a Google Calendar that I created for my children that I never use or look at.
Yeah, my mom doesn't look at our family calendar either. So I also have a personal, like, paper day calendar.
I do too.
Also used to.
Yeah. I do a lot of that.
Maybe you should set yourself a goal for, like, a first week to, like, kind of track that stuff down and write it all down and, like, just start working on that. Maybe just a few days here and there, just look at it every few days.
I have to, but I forget to look at it.
Well, just set yourself a calendar reminder in your phone. You got a fancy phone.
I got to look at
a day planner.
I got to set a calendar reminder.
I know you're going
to
ignore
in my smartphone to tell me to look at my paper calendar.
I know you're going to ignore that notification after a while. Be like, fuck this. I know that. It's going to happen. But eventually you'll get there. I'm that type of person because I also have started to forget things. And I'm like, oh, shit.
When I have a lot going on, I tend to forget.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just...
Oh, I totally agree.
I won't overload, and I'm just like, what?
I can't remember which tournament I'm supposed to be at, which tournament.
Oh, you have a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
So, you have in front of you... Yes. Our 2018
Facebook analytics.
Facebook analytics. When did you create the Facebook? You created the Facebook account this year.
I did.
What yes. do you know when?
I did. I started it in the summer.
Okay, so this is just our second half of our year.
Yes, because I remember I did a presentation to you, and I was like, "Please let me do this Facebook account. You don't have to do anything. Just let me do this."
Right.
Please, please, please. And then you were like, "Okay," and I was like, "Okay, great. Thank you very much." And then I started uploading, like, our photos, and that was, like, to be continued, under construction, and all that stuff. And that's where I feed into all of our other stuff, like, all of our posts, our teasers, which was also a great thing this year. A lot of our videos, some posts that are just like, oh my God, please kill me, and stuff like that. So I started this maybe, and it was obviously before you moved, so it was probably last summer.
Yeah.
Early
though, probably.
It was. June. I think it was probably, if not June, like maybe May of last year.
Well, John was definite. When did John come on?
So
because it was definitely up and running for John.
Absolutely.
So it might have been May or June.
It was definitely before that. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So you have our top what?
I have our top analytics for how many views or how many people have reached, how many people it's reached, and how many clicks have happened for certain posts.
Wow.
And this is based on just our podcast posts and one teaser and one video that is just like a video. So, are you ready for this?
I am ready. I'm excited because I have no idea what you're going to say.
So, we've gotten analytics from Boss Man from Good Morning Gloucester about how many clicks he's received.
Yeah, and he still has said to date, Alicia Unleashed, John Jerome
on the Good Morning Gloucester
page was the most that we've seen for Alicia Unleashed.
Right.
Yes. So we do know that, and that still holds true right now. Until other things are, happen or whatever.
But. Right. So, okay. So, for us, for our podcast post, so the podcast that I did without you, which was... The Mo Bros.
Yes.
That so, one was popular. We had reached... So, funny enough, actually, we reached 741 people with that. We had 96 clicks.
Wow.
And 39 reactions to that post.
Wow.
So, that came in as number one. Number two was DJ Seuss.
Oh.
With 333 reached and 54 clicks.
Wow.
Number three was Cape Ann Sup with 630 reached and 73 clicks. Number four was the Fiesta Cast with Sammo and Sam.
Oh.
At 543 reached, 128 clicks.
What?
36 reactions.
Wow.
Now get this. The teaser for Sammo.
Yes.
Was 522 reached. 203 clicks.
Wow.
58 reactions.
Holy shit. That was just the teaser.
That's so
awesome.
By the way, I started the Facebook page on February 26, 2018.
Oh, wow. So almost a year.
Yes.
So it was almost the whole entire 2018.
So number six was Aaron Vedalashquish.
Yep.
And that was 498 reached and 47 clicks. And 22 reactions.
And the one thing about all those people that they have in common is they all have followers.
Yes.
They all have
people that are like, what's happening?
Want to know what they're doing. They want to know what they're up to. They want to share all their stories. And that is the reason we do what we do.
So get this. So John Jerome's 12:15 video of Whitney Houston's cover, I Want to Dance with Somebody, reached 242 people, 80 clicks.
Wow.
His episode reached 153 people and only 63 clicks.
Well, it's really funny because even though John might have been lower on
the Facebook,
on the Facebook page, but on Good Morning Gloucester.
Because he talks about it at his shows.
Yes, he talks a lot about Good Morning Gloucester at his shows. Yep.
So those are the analytics for 2018.
Awesome. So I'm really excited to see. So now in 2019, probably just going to blow up.
Right.
It's awesome.
Because, I mean, we have enough people that talk about it and stuff like that. So
we do have to get more likes. So people, secret listeners out there, you have to like our Alicia Unleashed page.
And we promise that we don't put like dumb. I mean, sometimes it's dumb. But, I mean, let's be real.
Informative. Things are very informative. They're funny.
We don't do so many. We only have like what? 53 likes? Rude, people. Rude.
Well, we have 116 people that like the page.
Do we?
Yes. Because when I went on the other day, I came across, still trying to figure out how to look at everything, but we have 116 likes.
I'm not going to tell you how many people we reached for the damn fucking most eligible bachelor fucking post.
That one was our top of December.
God, I know.
That one was crazy.
I know it. I know.
So that's exciting. So we need, so secret listeners, because I know we're listening right now, you need to go on Facebook, search Alicia Unleashed, and you need to like the page. On top of
just
that.
Just like the page.
You need to like it, and then, you know what you could do?
We don't post often.
You can share it. Then share it to your people. And then those people will share it to their people, and that is how you make a page go viral. You know what we could also do? This is also how you gain organic followers. So we can always do a contest. Whoever shares the most and whatever
gets to become a guest on the Alicia Unleashed podcast.
Could do that. I think that's what we need to do. That's what I did with Mamie's Kitchen. I had 1,200 organic followers. And for those who don't understand what they're organic followers, they're not just people that follow you for no reason. There's a purpose. They follow you because they like to listen, or for the restaurant, they like to go there. They were truly engaged. Organic. Nobody, I don't give a shit. I don't want 10,000. I don't want to, like all those celebrities that buy their followers. All those people who want to look really cool and get 10,000 followers, that's not what we're about. We want people organically to listen to us, to learn about everything, and to get us out there. Like when I would love, like, I know we're like on iTunes with Good Morning Gloucester, but would love to get out there and ask Alexa, Alexa, if I say her name, she's going to
wake up.
She's going to wake up.
Sure is.
To play Alicia Unleashed podcast, and then her not to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
yeah, we have 116 likes as of today. Yeah.
So, secret listeners, get on there. Alicia Unleashed, Facebook, like us. And we need to change our pitch. My glasses are crooked in that picture.
Well, you were on the verge of Veronica.
Yeah. It was a good picture of my.
For the holiday photo.
I really love that picture of when we were at my birthday that time. That was a really good picture.
So I'm working with someone on getting a logo for us.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
A logo for us.
Okay.
That's all.
What was your thoughts on the logo?
It was gonna be like a character of us.
Oh, that's cute!
With a microphone.
That's cute.
Yeah, you know, I'm working on it.
I think that's cute.
Yes.
That's cute.
I'm working on it. 2019 goals.
So here we go. So 2019 goals. We already talked about who we want to have on for 2019. We already said we want to reach 100. We already talked about, manifesting what we need for, what we want for 2019. Anything else we want to look forward to for 2019?
Like personally, because we've also done personal goals.
Yeah, we can do personal goals.
I'm not personally there yet.
How about to be positive? Put out positive, get positive back. And I know it's harder to speak and to think positive when you're in a dark place, but sometimes I can help you get out of it. So you put out negative, you get negative. So trying to...
I was in a positive place last year at this time.
Yeah, but you don't need a man to be positive.
I wasn't in that spot. I was just in a good space. But like with... I've got more anxieties coming through this year with more health issues than anything.
Well, not only that, you have to be an adult with the house.
And not only that, but
stuff.
Like there's...
That stuff's very stressful.
There's new health issues with my mother.
Oh, right.
There's new symptoms, new things that, right. You know, I was not prepared for.
Right.
That have changed.
Speaking of... Yes. Wait, speaking of... In 2018,
yeah,
you were supposed to get together with Jen Holmgren, the city councilor, and Anna Benedetto about having...
We are still working on that.
Okay. So that's still in the works?
There was some things that obviously came up in Jen's life and my life that...
Okay, but that's still something. Can you just remind the listeners what that was?
Yeah, we didn't necessarily...
We went into it.
We went Anna. Into it a little bit with Anna's... episode in the summer. We've been working behind the curtain on some things and doing some workshops and trying to get some things together for people that are our age in preparing them for when parents get sick.
And by the way, we're in our late 30s.
Right.
Okay, how about mid to late 30s? We're not 40s, we're not 50s, we're not, is not later in life. This is smack dead in the middle of your...
It's going to be open to all ages because even people who we know,
yep.
Friends of ours that are also in their now 50s or 49, are also having to deal with parents that have passed that didn't realize all the troubles that they would need. Go through
right
with parents that are passing
right
and didn't know certain things and certain aspects of things. One thing that I learned this year from my aunt passing this past summer is that pretty much all the cemeteries are full.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a plot or your parents don't have a plot, good luck.
Well, I think more and more people are getting away from cemeteries now.
But the thing is that if you don't know that,
right,
and you're a young person,
right,
you may be like, oh well, it's fine, we'll just bury them, and not paying attention to that kind of stuff. If you're kind of blissfully ignorant about that kind of thing, you may be like, oh, it's fine, we'll just bury them, and then be like, oh no,
there's no plot.
Can't do that, like that kind of thing.
And if you have a plot, you can bury I think like 2 to 3 coffins on top of one of each other. But if you cremate, you can fit 10 urns. So it also, a lot of people, I think, more or less
and
are
the
going
thing is,
cremation because it's cheaper.
It's also space. It's
also
still very expensive to do all of that.
Very expensive.
So you gotta start, like, you don't want to be an alarmist. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, and that's part of the reason why I go to therapy, because I panic about that kind of stuff.
Well, because it's real.
Yes.
Right.
It's very much real.
And something like this, I've never heard of in general, and never mind in Gloucester. We've never had anything like this. So to have a workshop that actually talks about what to expect or, you know, like what, like how, we don't know.
Right.
If I woke up tomorrow and my mom passed, what the fuck do I do? No one prepares you for that because nobody wants to talk about it.
So it's very complex, and we're working on it. We're talking about
it. I would love to see that come to fruition in 2019.
It's something that we're talking about. It's a very textured, layered,
yeah, I'm sure,
situation. So yeah. We also want to make sure that we have everything kind of lined up. And there was some situations that came up in everyone's lives that kind of threw us all for a loop, so that we kind of had to take a break from
right.
meeting.
Yeah.
And so I have been in communication with Jen in regards to that, saying, hey, I know that the year kind of got away from us.
Right, but I'd love to see
something. I would really
something.
Like
yeah.
to meet up again in
yeah.
2019.
I think that'd be amazing. And I can't wait to go to that because, you know, everything that was happening with my mom, you know, I don't know. And people don't, like I said, people don't want to talk about it.
And that's the thing too. And it's one of those things where you obviously can't anticipate any of it either.
No.
But the thing is, having that information even in the back of your head is better than having no information at all.
Right. Talia said, do you still want an Irish wake? I said, yep.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, with my mother's last health issues, there were new things that came about where I was like, no, that's not, we didn't discuss that. And she was like, yeah, no, we did. I'm like, no, we didn't.
Yeah, so just being prepared for it, you know, being prepared for anything.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, and it's one of those things where also I found out this round that paperwork that the nursing home and the hospital had were also incorrect information.
Yep, you need to check everything.
It's like, I you know, it just...
You really need to double check everything. Don't assume that anything is correct or they getting anything correct.
Exactly. And then,
Don't assume your mother's doing anything correct. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I have to triple check everything my mother does.
Right.
And that should be for anybody, whether it be for us, not just our parents, but you just don't know. Sometimes if you're not in the right frame of mind, you're not
going to. So there's a lot of things that I would like to have go forward. There was a lot of interruptions in my life this year, in the last 4 or 5 months of the year. I'll say that.
Right there with you. So,
God. All right.
So 2019 is going to be a very positive year. It's going to be a good year. And manifest, you live the life you create. So make it a good one. Do more yoga. Do more yoga. Aaron McKay bought Treetop Yoga this year, which I thought was amazing. And the McKays, they're and their 10 children. They moved here from Boston many years ago. They loved it here. And I'm so excited that that Aaron bought Treetop. I loved when we had our New Year's Treetop. We went a couple years ago, and I really loved that. But sometimes with timing and dinner, it's not always going to work. But
right.
But yeah, so that was something new in 2018. So I'm very excited for Erin and family. And it looks like that Treetop is still doing amazing, and she's bringing it forward and integrating more children, more children workshops and yoga. Because I mean, she does have like 20 children.
So let me ask you. Out of all of the guests that we had this year, which we've done a photo collage for our cover for this episode, which were one of your favorite guests that you had this year?
I would say Jessica, the NICU nurse, was very fascinating because I never knew what went into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think having John was fun,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I've known John my whole life, right? So... that was fun getting to know him. I loved everybody, but I would say, yeah, those are my top.
I want to say that the Mo Bros were probably one of my more fascinating guests.
Yeah.
I know you weren't there for it, right. and it probably because I knew them 19 years ago.
That's so funny.
So knowing them 19 years ago and seeing where they are now, and I will say, and I even said it in the episode, like listening to Jeff talk about, you know, having to put certain emotions away and like bottling that and not having to talk about it, you know, and how seeing men like passing away and stuff like that because they can't handle their emotions and whatnot, and now being able to talk about it was huge. It's a huge thing because he is, you know, it's one of those things when you see him walking down the street, he's a big muscular dude, and it's like, you know, you think about like all this masculinity and all that stuff. I thought it was huge, and especially Tom being a fireman and Ben and all that stuff. I thought that their episode was very eye-opening. I thought it was Oh, I thought it was fantastic. Like, I was still, like, even afterwards, I was so blown away that, like, they were even able to sit down with me. I was like, I can't believe we actually did this. This was so fantastic.
It was very well received. It was a very positive and very well received podcast.
Even when I went to, I showed up at Riverwalk afterwards to their closing party, and they were like, oh, this is the girl that did the interview. There were people like, that was such a great interview. And I was like, really? Because I flubbed through that whole damn thing. I'm like, I don't even understand how I even got through that thing. I'm like, usually I have a host that does this. I just sit there and ask questions that she may not have asked. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how she does it. I'm like, I'm the one that writes the goddamn questions. I don't even understand. But I think all of our guests were fantastic this year. Like Hannah, you know, we had Hannah.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
You know.
That was a fun one.
You know, we got to have her back on when she writes her second book.
Yep.
You know, I know that Christina, depending on what happens with her little lady, I know that she was in the process of writing a book.
Oh, so, awesome.
In the process of her
mom. Is it called The Positive Side Effects?
Something has to do with a memoir about her mom and how she took care of her mom in her mom's last few months, final months and stuff like that. So I don't know where that will be or, you know, but, you know, I'm sure we can get her on. Oh, now you're going to come over here, huh? So we'll see. But yeah, I know that there was talks about us joining with the Homie Cast. I'm not sure how that's going to go. Yeah, considering, you know, we've had a few episodes episodes disappear, or like one episode that we were asked to take down, which, you know, in honor of our guest, we did. We thought it was a brilliant episode. We thought it was really informative, but unfortunately it didn't work out.
It's okay. There's a lot of episodes that go missing. Just like episode 25. Our episode 25 is gone.
Yes.
there are a couple of our episodes that we have.
There's episode 312 from another certain podcast that disappeared.
So, there's a lot of that.
There's that.
All right. So, on that note, we are going to... How many minutes is it?
We are now at 101.
Shut the... Really?
We are.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Well... Happy New Year. Here's to 2019. Peace out.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Next.